Bruce, given that the state is now deemed in full compliance by the federal government, and then we start a process through the 1st of October of 2020 when real ID would be required on driver's licenses if a person is going to enter a federal building or board a commercial flight. But before then, it's not required. Is that right?
That's correct. Minnesotans are able to apply for a Real ID compliant card now, but they have 2 years to obtain one if they choose, up till October 1st, 2020. Real IDs are optional. There are a couple of other ways that you can obtain identification or a driver's license in Minnesota, but the most important thing to remember is that Minnesotans will be able to use their standard licenses and ID cards for federal purposes, including boarding domestic flights, until October 1st, 2020.
And really what it comes down to is these cycle on, let's see, it's every four-year renewal, isn't it, on a person's birthday?
That is correct.
Am I correct? So, so essentially, folks that that are at the renewal process now, they need to decide whether they're going to get a real ID license or any of those before when the renewal comes up before October 1st of 2020. They need to make a decision whether to do it now or whether to pay something additional, right, to add the Real ID feature later?
That's correct. The history around Real ID options in various states shows that about 20 to 30% of the people that are who renew their licenses are choosing Real ID. So a lot of people have decided that they want a standard driver's license because they'll be able to use a passport for domestic flight, or they might not fly at all, so a standard driver's license would be just fine. So there are a number of reasons that people might select a standard driver's license or an enhanced driver's license as opposed to a real ID, but those three options do exist in Minnesota.